Recorded Books presents On the Far Side of the Mountain by Jean Craighead George, narrated by Jeff Woodman.
In Which a Storm Breaks. This June morning is hot and humid, with a haze so dense I can barely see the huge hemlock tree in which I live. I like the haze. It has erased all but the great tree trunks, making my mountaintop home as simple as it was when I first came here more than 2 years ago. I lean back in the lounging chair I constructed from bent saplings held together with rope made from the inner bark of the basswood tree and enjoy the primitive forest. A wind rises as the sun warms the earth. The haze moves off, and I see my pond, my mill house, and the root cellar. The first year I lived here, I had only a tree, a bed, and a fireplace. But one idea led to another, and the next thing I knew, I had built myself a habitat. Things just kept evolving. Take this lounging chair, for instance. One day, I replaced the old stump I sat on with a three-legged stool, and then I replaced the three-legged stool with this comfortable chair. The people changed, too. At first, I was alone. Then my family arrived and, except for my lively sister Alice, departed. I don't know where Alice is this morning. She was going to go strawberry picking, but the haze is too dense for that. Maybe she's sitting on the porch of her treehouse, talking to herself just as I am. A haze mutes not only the birds and beasts, but people too. As a hot, dry wind clears the air, I can see Frightful, my peregrine falcon, sitting in front.